On a party line vote this morning, Idaho House Republicans rejected their colleague's request to participate in this year's legislative session virtually. Democratic Representative Muffy Davis from Ketchum, a paraplegic who uses a wheelchair and has compromised lung function and a daughter with asthma, asked to participate remotely in this year's session, as she and her daughter both are at high risk for serious complications or even death if they're infected with COVID-19. Here's what she told the Idaho Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
It wouldn't have been very difficult to make this modification, and it was devastating that it's become so political and that there's such a divide, because for me, it's very personal. It's not political. It's about my health and my safety.
All 49 Republicans present voted against Davis's motion, and all 11 Democrats voted in support. The motion would have suspended normal procedural rules for the time being to specifically allow members with high-risk medical conditions to participate electronically from within Boise City limits. The motion would have expired at the end of this session, or if a majority of lawmakers voted to end it early. Immediately, the vote faced backlash, as many accused Republican lawmakers of disregarding basic safety precautions. Republican lawmaker Ron Nate from Rexburg voted against the motion this morning.
All the work in the Idaho legislature is done there in person. It's a long tradition of a citizen legislature in Idaho that you are there in the House chambers and in the Senate doing your work in person.
In addition to simple tradition, Representative Nate also cited concerns of unreliable technology. He said any lawmakers who are unable to or feel uncomfortable attending should use a substitute to vote for them. The motion from Davis was in part a last-ditch effort to find a safer way for her to participate. Last week, Davis and fellow Democratic lawmaker Sue Chu filed a lawsuit against the Idaho legislature and the Speaker of the House, Scott Bedke, for not creating a safe working environment. Lawmakers have not established a mask mandate, and photos show that many carry out their duties without one. Their suit is now pending in U.S. District Court. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope.